Today's Almanac is a follow-up from a recent program examining the upcoming closure of the Tyson meatpacking plant in Lexington.
Yeah, I think there's a good distinction there that Tyson's not out of the meat business.
Talks about some of the key factors
they're really exiting. They're not. They're still a major player. They still have the Dakota City plant. They still have, obviously, the Holcomb, Kansas plant, and then the Texas plant. So when they went down to one shift, I think that was more of a signal from, like, we just don't have the cattle to be harvested down there. And I think that is in direct relation to the amount of cattle that are not coming through the Mexican border, because that shut down the New World Screwworm. And a lot of those feed yards down there are feeding cattle a little bit longer because corn is cheap right now, and that it's better to have pens full than not. And so they're putting on that additional weight. And so there's just not as many animals to harvest. The big number that kind of keeps being pushed out there is the total pounds of beef being processed, and it hasn't changed. So why are we closing plants? And I think just separating that out, when we think about a plant makes money on a kill fee and total boxed beef sending out, that kill fee has historically been to cover things like rendering and, you know, the byproduct they have to get rid of, and then selling boxed beef. So one is dependent upon how many pounds we've put out the back door, and one is really a function of the number of animals that are being processed. So fewer number of animals, even though we're putting more weight, we still are losing money here. And so this is what it's talking about, running at capacity when we're trying to put together, are we running at capacity, but we have total pounds of beef. Well, if we're able to have total pounds of beef out the door at fewer head, you know, maybe we don't need as much capacity out there. I think when we think about all plants, they're thinking about multi-plant coordination. They're thinking about spatial competition, and they're thinking about kind of where cattle are at. So those three things are kind of what goes into the buy side of the cattle. And then when they think about once the cattle are purchased and they're in the plant, it's how quickly and how efficiently can we get the cattle from one area to the next. And so when we're thinking about kind of that plant, we think about kind of the layout of kind of what that kill floor was at and what other older plants have done. So it's like the Fort Morgan plant, how some renovations there and other plants. And so each plant kind of has their own cost. And when we think about total plant closure, what that essentially means is that the cost to harvest an animal is less than their variable cost. That is the kind of the plant decision. And ultimately, each plant has its own metric. And I think for the Tyson plant, they were looking at their plants and their portfolio and said, you know, this is the plant that has to go.
Elliot says another key factor in these decisions involves the shrinking cattle herd in the United States.
Yeah, I think two things. I mean, we've been knowing that the cattle herd is contracting for, you know, several years. That's been the first thing. We know we were going to short cattle, and we knew we were going to be short cattle not only this year, but potentially, you know, into 2026 and partially into 2027, depending upon kind of where the herd build is. So there was at least anticipation, at least last year, that potentially we would lose capacity. And then you add that with the additional capacity that's come on, that's going to, you know, compete cattle away from that, not just in Nebraska, but, you know, in places like Missouri and over into Idaho. And so at the same time, we've, you know, kind of been reducing some of the herd size and the total head that are out there to be harvested. We have capacity that's maybe a little bit smaller, but it's been showing up in other parts of the region. So I think some of that, both of those things have kind of contributed to this decision and has potential implications long run for not only for Nebraska, but for the beef industry at large.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.